Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
That's right.
It is so fun to see people grow in real time.
Right?
That's why, I kid you not, whenever I get a coach, I feel like it's exponential growth.
It is exponential growth. It just pushes us outside of our comfort zone.
It saves me time. It saves me money. It saves me energy. It almost makes a straight line a straight line.
Right.
Instead of, it makes—
That's a good way to put it.
It makes from going from dot A to dot B the least, you know, in your GPS where it says, would you like the shortest distance or would you like the
scenic route?
Yes. I, on my own, if it's just up to me, I may not only take the scenic route, it may take me years.
Sometimes we don't even know we're choosing the scenic route because it feels so difficult.
Heck, sometimes I don't even know where I'm going. I don't even know where I'm— it's like I just put in the GPS, you know what? You decide where you want to take me.
And then I'll tell you, I don't want to be there.
Siri, you know what? I know where I don't want to go. So I know that I don't want to go here and I don't want to go there. It's up to you where you just want to.
And let's see if when I get there, I decide that's where I wanted to be.
Right? We've had Addie. And here's the update. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to one of our previous podcasts because we give you the preview of Addie coming to visit. Addie is 17 years old from Yankton, South Dakota.
You got to be yanked in my chain.
She came to spend a week with Jason and I. Now, first of all, it definitely put Jana and Jason outside our comfort zone.
Yeah, no kids. Don't know if we're doing this right.
Yes.
Not super experienced with the teen mentality.
However, we definitely had fun, didn't
we?
Yeah,
we did.
Because we got to try new things, and it was fun watching her do things that she wouldn't normally do.
Yes.
And that's where I say, you know, when you have a mentor or a coach that is pushing you, saying, why don't we try this?
Then what would this look like?
All of a sudden, all we had to do was ask the right questions because she was game. She was willing. She is ready to grow. She is ready to learn. In fact, she's itching for it.
And ready to have new experiences.
She wants new experiences. She's like a sponge ready to take it all in. All we had to do was literally ask the right question.
And I think one of the things is we all want to have this really fun and exciting and inspired feeling of life, right? But sometimes we get trapped in our own sameness or in our own environment. And when we can get a coach or get someone that thinks differently, that's willing to ask a new question that we're not used to hearing or that we're not expecting, and then we get to sit kind of in silence with that and come up with an answer, it might be a little scary, but it might be super exciting. So if it's a little scary and super exciting, it's worthwhile to try.
I mean, think about it. How many times have you gone to the gym? We often use the gym as a
point of reference.
We do. Because how many times have you gone to the gym and you're like, you know what? I'll do
10 reps of this, 10 reps of that.
But it's so easy for our brains to say, oh, this weight is a little heavy, or I can only do 8.
Or maybe we say, you know what? I'm going to have an easy day today. I'm going to take off a little weight.
This is pushing me a little too much today, right?
Yeah, I've already kind of worked out. I went to the car and back several times. I walked in and out of the office several times.
I'm going to give myself a little grace.
Ooh.
That
self-forgiveness.
Yeah, right?
When it comes to growth.
Whereas if you have a coach that's there saying, get on the line.
Blowing the whistle. Yeah, one more rep.
Push
I can't
it.
Do it. One
Push
more rep.
It. One more. One more. Give me one more.
more.
And what do? We push it. We push it. And it's even better if you have someone that is right at about your skill level, maybe even a tiny bit better.
Right.
To kind of help push you even further.
And one of the parts in there is that they know that you're capable of it, when sometimes you don't know that you're capable of it because you're so used to setting your own limitations.
Oh, gosh.
Ed Milet has this great book called The Power of One More.
Oh, The Power of One More.
I haven't read it yet, but I believe that the premise of it is kind of acting into, like, what if I give it another shot? What if I push a little bit harder than what I'm comfortable with? Like, where I set my initial limitation.
Now, the power of one more does not mean let's take one more bite.
Let's have one more shot.
It's not that. It's, you know, it's pushing ourselves in a positive, empowering way.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And that we saw that again and again with Addie.
It's not let's buy one more outfit.
Right.
You know?
Let's buy one more car for the garage.
Let's apply for one more credit card. Just one more. The power of one more.
Just one more. I'm running low on credit right now.
I mean, that's a double-edged sword, but there is something to it. The power of one more.
Yeah. And that's where the growth is. Like when your trainer says, give me one more rep, you've already kind of put a flag in the ground saying, this is my exhaustion point. And the trainer says, give me just one more. Do this one for you and do it for me. But you've got one more in you because I see it. I can see it in you. You just can't see it in yourself. And you're pushing, and they may even be helping you with that. But you get it. And then the pride and the muscle growth that comes from that is the same as the growth that comes when you ask a powerful question.
And okay, so that's where I want to go next, is the pride. We played the piano while Addie was here. And watching her day after day. Now, she didn't come in here and start playing the piano on her own. I, every day, would say, hey, let's take the next 30 minutes and go work on the Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, let's just go give it a shot.
Let's just go play for a little bit. And we would come in here and we would just play. Well, every day she just kept getting a little bit better. Not much better, but a little bit.
So from the outside looking in, since I'm not musical at all.
Yes.
When I watched this and heard it, it was so interesting to me that when she recognized her own progress.
Yes.
She started coming in to play by herself.
Did she? Yeah. I never saw her come in.
When you would leave the room, she would continue to practice and play.
Ah.
And I thought, that's really what coaching and what that stepping into that uncomfortable area is getting you to a point where you start seeing your results and start seeing the payoff, which leads you into more action.
Yeah.
Empowered action.
I could start seeing, though, that she was starting to like be proud of herself for the song that she was
ready to start singing and playing.
Listen to this. And then when I really noticed it was when we went to take a ballroom dance lesson.
Yes.
And
freaked her out when we told her.
Oh my gosh.
Surprise.
Yes. When we told her, oh my, you're going to be dancing with a boy, which she's never done before. She literally worried about this.
These days in high school.
She worried about this for, she couldn't sleep the night before. And then that whole morning, she literally was like, oh, I don't know. She was asking questions and you could tell she was so nervous. She would have never done this on her own. She would have never done this.
Well, I'm 17. Let me go somewhere where I'm going to be dancing with a 25, 26-year-old man.
And so we did this together. We all went. She was grinning from ear to ear. She loved every second of it.
After about the first five steps.
She could not stop talking about it. And we took some video of it, and she watched that video over and over and over. In fact, I wish that I would have put that video up on my YouTube page, because it probably would have 1,000 views by now just from Addie.
That's right. It reminds me so much of Sherry, the person that got us into ballroom dancing, and her excitement and enthusiasm for just the way it made her feel.
Yes.
And we were scared to jump in. And then once we were led by her, kind of as a coach or an influence, mm-hmm. to try it, it was a wonderful new experience that opened up all these other doors and avenues. And I could feel Addie moving into that same mindset of it.
She was loving it.
And it's and not she, just ballroom
dancing. She
felt dancing.
Proud of herself. When it ended, she felt like, oh my gosh, look at what I accomplished. Look at what I did.
And what's funny is it scared her so much, but in her soul, she knew that it was exciting. It was an exciting thought to dance.
It was
to
fun.
Dance,
it and was
it would
fun.
Be fun. And she had seen other people having fun. And she's like, well, what if? Mm-hmm. What could be the possibility of it? And yeah. that was beautiful watching that.
I loved it. And so again, that's one of just the many, many benefits of getting an outside person to mentor you, to help you find the way, to say, hey, guide me, coach me, tell me the recipe, tell me the secrets, because they will push you.
And if you look at some of these experiences, what if something beautiful and amazing could happen from it? And you get over that little wall of fear and see a huge field of excitement and possibility. It's Ooh. Worth exploring that field.
I love it. Thanks for joining us. Keep living lucky.
Amen.
If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.